here's a story from The World.
In Taiwan, there's a gun control debate playing out. That's not that unusual in itself, but Taiwan is a country with hardly any guns. The government there has extremely strict laws on firearms. Almost no one is allowed to own them, except for one type of citizen. And as The World's Patrick Nguyen reports, this group is increasingly frustrated with the government telling them how to live.
It's late at night, and a man is creeping through the mountains of Taiwan, pursuing his target. Two eyes appear in the dark. The man raises his rifle, and he shoots, and a small deer falls to the ground. This is from a news documentary channel called TT Show in Taiwan, where a guy just hunting a deer, something 10 million Americans do every year, is edgy television. They even blurred the hunter's face. He wasn't doing anything illegal, but using a gun is taboo in Taiwan, unless you're from certain communities in the mountains.
Not many Taiwanese go into the deep forest where the indigenous people will go.
Professor Curtis Pei, a well-known wildlife conservationist in Taiwan. He's also a bridge between the majority Han Chinese and indigenous peoples, who comprise only 2% of the population. And Pei is the first to say it. Most people in Taiwan don't understand how important hunting is to indigenous communities.
The majority of the Taiwanese, they don't know what is hunting, and they're afraid of firearms.
So afraid that the government will only allow indigenous people to use extremely archaic guns, muzzle-loading rifles, the same kind used in the U.S. Revolutionary War. Hunters mostly use these guns to shoot deer, called muntjac, which are about as big as a Great Dane. Professor Pei says they also hunt other animals.
Wild boar, mountain goat, yeah, and monkey, the macaques.
I ask him, are any of these creatures rare?
Oh, no, they are not endangered. And none of the species I mentioned endangered.
Taiwan's indigenous people have seen outsiders, both traders and invaders, come and go for centuries. The Portuguese, the Japanese, and finally, Han Chinese, who fled to the island to escape communism in the 1950s. It was that final group, the Chinese, who formed a government and said to the native people, look, if you insist on hunting, you can only use old-fashioned muzzle loaders, ones that you make in your own backyard.
And we all know that the homemade firearm actually is not safe.
They're not safe at all. They often jam or misfire in people's hands. That is a report on one of Taiwan's indigenous news channels about a tragic misfire of a gun, which injured a hunter. This is a common occurrence up in the mountains. So they would prefer to use modern weapons, rifles that in America you can buy at Walmart, but they can't. From their perspective, it's just another way that an occupying people tell them how to live. Indigenous groups have been protesting. That does make the news in Taiwan, but it's not working. A court ruling this month said the law is not going to change. Judges worry about guns falling into the hands of criminals and also overhunting. But Professor Pei, who is a wildlife conservationist, says no one is more committed to preserving the balance of nature than indigenous hunters. The public in Taiwan, he says, needs to listen to the island's minorities.
More dialogue with general public to let more people understand what is really going on in the mountains.
Indigenous hunters are the rightful guardians of Taiwan's habitat, and he says the government should let them hunt as they please. For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen. From PRX.